So we ask the question, what does it look like? We're bringing people to Christ, what does it look like? What should we be imagining should be happening if we are going to fulfill that mission statement of bringing people to Christ? Because I don't think it's any good as simply having some vague notion that this is what should be done. I think any plan needs to have exactly that, a plan of action. What does it look like? Well, I think Jesus tells us here, in part at least, what this should look like. Jesus said, come to me. So first of all, this invitation comes from Jesus. He said this first. We've not made this up. Jesus is the one who says, come to me. Come to me. And to his followers, implicitly in that is a suggestion that you should bring people, because I want people to come to me. And you and I, friends, need to be very clear about that. That Jesus has no hesitation about receiving people. You need to know that for yourself. That Jesus wants you to come to him. He's always pleased when we show up. Even if we're in a bit of a mess. Just reminded me of one Christmas Eve when we were up in Rotherham in South Yorkshire. And it was a really cold and wintry Christmas Eve. And where we lived was right on the top of the hill overlooking Meadowhall. If you've ever been to Meadowhall, or where there's you drive past, there's a big, big hill just there. We live right on the top of there. And when we used to get snow, we got a lot more at the top of the hill, as you often do, because you're higher up. Anyway, it's getting dark, it's getting late afternoon, Christmas Eve. And suddenly, we hear this frantic knocking at the door. We open the door, and there's one of Ben's mates, Ben's our son, and there's Ben, who at this point would have been 12, 13, and they'd been up on what they call the Winter Hills, and there was a bit of just a pool of water. When it rained, it wasn't a pond as such, and of course, what these lads had been doing, they'd been playing on the ice, and Ben fell through. Now, it only came up to his knees, but what happened, he fell into it, so he was wet from head to toe in cold, shivery water. He was so glad that he could come and find a welcome. Even though he was wet and cold, and part of him thought, I might get told off because I acted stupidly. I knew better than that. And the point of the story I want to say to you is, doesn't matter what state you're in, you might have acted stupidly, you might be soaking wet through, you might be cold, miserable. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. If you're weary, if you're tired, if you're carrying a heavy load, if you're burdened. And why should we come? Because Jesus says, I'll give you rest. So when we're looking to reach our community, what we can with confidence say to people is come to Christ. Why? Because he wants to give you rest. He wants to lift the burden. He wants to get you dry and put you in warm clothes. I'm thinking of Ben now, our son, on Christmas Eve. And he says other things. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Now, when I'm out walking the dog, I go out towards the Letchworth Greenway. And there's lots of fields there, and they've been harvesters out just recently doing their thing. Now, this refers to about a yoke. It used to yoke pairs of oxen in Jesus' day. They used to plough with cattle pulling, and they'd yoke an experienced one with an inexperienced one. So they'd work together, and one would learn from the other. And that's what Jesus is referring to here. It's a rural farming image of being yoked, being in partnership with somebody who knows what they're doing. He says, if you come to me, I can help you because I know how life works. I'm the creator of all things. I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Now, you can't get that anywhere else. This is why we need to be bringing people to Christ. And this is what it should look like, where we can bring people knowing that you're welcome. Your burden will be lifted. There'll be rest for your soul. Now, perhaps we need to discover that more ourselves. Perhaps we need to grow in our own confidence in the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because this works from the inside out. If I don't believe it, I can't convince anybody else. So maybe part of the challenge the Holy Spirit's laying before us as a church is for ourselves to come to Christ, to bring ourselves to Him and allow Him to speak to us and to nourish us and to help us. So again, we've got two examples here of people being brought to Jesus. It was a Sabbath, and Jesus had actually healed Peter's mother-in-law, and word had got out that a miracle worker was in town, and the whole town came to Peter's door in I think it's Capernaum on the Lake of Galilee where they lived, and all gathered round. And I think it's interesting, because it kind of begs the question, well, who are the people we should be looking to bring to Jesus? Well, this is a motley crew, wasn't it? Sick, demon-possessed, people with needs. Why? Because Jesus is able to meet with us in our need and give us rest for our soul. And you and I, as the body of Christ, are able to get alongside people who are in need and to be friends, to be prayerful, to be supportive, to be accepting, to offer forgiveness. It's not complicated, but it's not easy. It's actually quite hard to do, even though it's simple in itself. And one of the problems I think that many churches have about bringing people to Christ is that they never come alone. Like these folk, they came with sickness. They came with their demons. And that's disruptive. That's uncomfortable. That can sometimes require that we have to change what we do so that they feel welcome. Got to make space for them. There's a lot more could be said about that, and probably will be. And secondly, that lovely story about parents, that little children being brought to him in order that he might bless them, pray for them. The disciples didn't like that. The master's too busy for children. And Jesus says, no, let the little ones come to me. Don't try to stop them. That's the kingdom's for them. And the children, you know, the ones who are often vulnerable. I mean, the awful things we've seen in recent weeks in Gaza and in Syria. Who pays the highest price? The children. So Jesus says, no, let the children come. So when we talk about bringing people to Christ, we need to put it in this sort of context. The kind of people that we should be encouraging to come to Christ are the sick, those with demons, the troubled, children, vulnerable, the powerless. Why? Because here is the power of God to enable lives to be fulfilled. It's a high and a holy calling, friends. It's a call that comes from the heart of God to bring people. Let them come to me, says Jesus. And I hope we can hear that call. I hope we can, as a church, mobilize so that we're able to enable, we can enable others to come and to find for themselves the joy that is in Jesus.